This is Cue the Crew, your all-access pass to everything behind the camera, including you. Let's get started. Okay, we're back with the Sweet 16 for our Mixer Madness 2025. I'm surprised at how much we're able to come to an agreement. I think I'm very proud of us in this moment. But Sweet 16 starts, so...
Yeah, it's about to get spicy.
Let's see what we got. First up, the one seed, back at it. Well, with the 411 up against the RX-12. Any quick thoughts?
411.
Yeah, the 411, independent, robust as hell. You can also connect it to a Nova or any of the other things. So
you can also play Pong on
it. Yes,
never got to that menu.
We're gonna keep that a secret. We'll let the kids figure it out some other way.
If we can find a 411 around here,
we have one.
That's right.
There's several.
Ooh, baby.
Great. 411. Taking it away, dethroning the Saxcom RX-12. Moving on to the Elite 8. So that brings us to the iPhone. Back to the iPhone, going up against the Viviana Ursa stuff.
It's where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
Because how much do you use an iPhone to do our job
To do your job well.
To do your job.
I can think of a variety of ways.
They definitely exist. Mm-hmm. But would I rather have a dead phone or some pouches when I'm dealing with some wardrobe that is less than ideal?
Okay, yeah,
it's a tough go.
That's a good scenario.
Yeah.
Your phone is dead for the entire workday.
Mhm. What would you trade for that?
Yeah.
Would you trade some pouches?
I don't know that I would trade some pouches.
Nah, keep the clips on the electrodes, boys. Keep the clips going. Yeah. Throw it in a pocket. They'll never see it.
I think my wife would rather know when I'm on my way home than she would know how easy it was to mic up some corporate interview. I feel like I can get a little more value out of an iPhone, than some Viviana or some Ursa stuff. I mean, I got along just fine before all the lav mounting stuff.
That's a fair point.
Came along. And I wasn't in the business before an iPhone came
out.
That was kind of really right around the same time, more or less.
Yeah, I gotta check the call sheet.
So my vote. I'm gonna go iPhone.
I'll go iPhone.
Okay. Oh wow.
I think there's a good case for it.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Great. iPhone it is. Oh, the 416 is back for another major battle.
Boy, wow.
This Sanken, the CS11 has really trudged through the entire tournament, battling it out. It has not been easy.
It is
not going to stop now. Also, all of our pitches about I could use a lob over a boom more. Yeah. This is kind of where that argument starts to fall apart a little bit.
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
I mean, look, if the 416 didn't have the reputation it does for just standing the test of time while still sounding good, mind you, not great or perfect, but good.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a one seed. And I think it's a one seed for a reason. I think at the end of the day, I would pick the 416 to bring with me anywhere over the COS-11. Because with the COS-11... like maybe there's another lav that I'm forced with or something like that, and it's not going to be as noticeable if I have just one option.
I mean, that's a good point.
So, like, you know, as much as it would be with a 416 versus another shotgun. So I don't know. I'm going 416. What do you think, Lord Commander?
So you two guys are kind of like multi-crew reality masters, right? There's been several times where you have $80,000 worth of wireless transmitters and microphones, and would it be any different than, and I'm talking about like a large group, than just one 416 pointing at the mob? Would it? I don't know.
Oh, that's a good,
you know?
Yeah.
Granted, it's great for you guys to make that rental money, of course.
Could probably squeeze by.
In terms of post-production,
yeah,
pretty comparable.
I mean, you could. There's an argument there where yes, you could probably get by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will also say we've had to have.
Yeah.
Many more Sanken COS 11s.
Yeah, I feel like the weak point is with the TA5 connector more than anything. I don't know the repair rates on 3-pin LiMo as well as TA5, but in its defense, it's not really the capsule so much.
Usually.
Yeah, usually. It happens sometimes, but they take a lot of abuse at the same time.
Oh, they do. They get...
They're remarkably durable. I would say we mistreat the 416s a lot worse than we do the Sanken.
Well,
we barely keep them in the case. They're rolling around in our trunks. Like, they're doing just fine.
I don't have a trunk.
Or a sub-trunk?
Or a frunk.
Cute.
Keep
it in your wheel well.
I have never dropped a Sanken
on your whittle wadder.
I'm gonna go drive over your robot car in the parking lot.
Good.
Got it. I've never dropped a Sanken COS 11 in the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would work if I pulled it out. But I do know that 416 works even if you drop it in the ocean.
Great. For how long? We have no idea. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't yours.
Wasn't my 416, and I was not the one that dropped it. But
that's the story. And
I was the a-hole that had to use it after it came out of the water.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 416 comes away with another W. Yeah,
I feel
all
good
right.
about that.
Wow.
Okay. So now, the Battle of the Sheps. What a good matchup.
Wow.
LA Sweet 16.
The versatile Sheps, too. Like both,
that's right.
Both are like really good options in so many different
applications. Yeah. As much as I love the 41, I do feel like the cement's going to come away just because of its versatility.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I think so.
Indoor, outdoor, whatever.
I think so. What do you got a different take on it, huh?
Well, I just think that, I don't know. Like,
look at all the fancy buttons.
I don't care about those.
Too many buttons, man.
Fancy buttons. I don't know, man. I mean, yes, the CMIT is more versatile than the MK41, but the MK41, in my opinion, is the all around best at what it does. And it's think that they're like in a situation where I was going to use a CMIT, like, I think that there's a variety of microphones that I could use instead. I could use a DPA.
Fair.
Without losing a whole lot. Whereas the situation where I would use the MK41, I would pretty much only want to use the MK41. I mean, there's other options, but...
Look, the MK41 has about the most beautiful sound, I think. For out of any of the mics that we use on a regular basis that are in a decent amount of kits,
I do like it that we said specifically the MK41 instead of just the entire Sheps Colette series, because that would make it unfair, because that makes it just ridiculously versatile.
But it is in the back of your mind that you can.
But it is in the back of my mind. Then I'm also like, oh yeah, if I don't want to record dialogue, if I want to record, a string quartet, let me just change the capsules and...
Yeah.
I think for our line of work, we do a large swath of styles of shoots, but in pretty much every one of them, at least 90% of them, we're doing a sit-down interview at some point as part of the content. And I think that the nature of that and the fact that an MK41 is the choice for that moment... It might push the CMIT out just for that, because shows are content is king, and like they're so interview driven and that sort of stuff. And it even still holds up and nicely in the scripted narrative world.
That's where I was going. In the scripted narrative world, they're used so much.
Yeah.
Look, it's really hard to give up either of those microphones.
Good for Sheps. Good for Sheps.
I mean, there's
not a great problem.
There's no loser in this.
No, there's not.
Well, there's one.
Well, honestly, those both those microphones.
You got thoughts on a CMIC?
I mean, I like the MK40. I think it just sounds a little bit better.
You know what? You know what would really make it an easy decision is if they made the MK41 also in blue.
Ooh,
ooh. Chroma key green. Like yeah. They came out with a whole lineup.
Just, yeah, they have the green. The green CMIC.
All right, 41 it is. We're locking it in?
Yeah,
I think okay. so.
All right. I like it. Ooh, okay. Wow.
Wait, hold on. Before we get started, is that what's on the sheet?
I think so.
Yes,
it is.
Oh, okay.
All right. MK41 beats the CMIC.
Ding, ding. Good question.
You're good.
Okay. Still in the Sweet 16 out of New York, we've got the 4 seed, Sound Devices Scorpio.
Ooh.
Damn.
Versus.
Damn, the 788. Oh no. I fear this may be too tough to overcome for the 788.
Really?
I don't know, man.
I want nothing more than the 788 to win this.
Those preamps, baby.
Do you know how much money the 788 has made so many people in this industry?
It bought this building, right?
Pretty much.
Well, a fleet of them.
Four or five of them.
That's true.
At the highest capacity that we had.
I don't know. We had a lot.
Yeah.
Man, okay, but here's the way I look at it.
This is going to take a proper discussion because I'm torn here.
Because the 788, I think, truly. I mean, we've said this about a couple of things, but it really revolutionized the way that we did things. It allowed us to do so much more.
Correct.
Or rather,
production to get so much more from us.
without necessarily a whole lot more money.
Yeah.
But it just like it really changed things. But I think that also that the Scorpio changes things like. Very drastically, maybe not as drastically as the 788 changed things, but that's because we're starting from such a different.
Well, the 788 allowed us to detach from the bag pretty much. I mean, from the camera.
Yes.
And be independent and capture multi tracks in the reality world specifically. Mm-hmm. You also see them on carts. It's not just reality, but I feel like that is where it had. Sort of the biggest impact is in that.
Well, for us, for sure. Well,
certainly for sure. Yeah. But the Scorpio is sort of, I mean, we already lost the 16-port network switch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we can push the Scorpio out in the same way because the connectivity that you get from something like that is immense. Now, it is a lot fewer people, mm-hmm. I think, that are really able to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
But for those people, it's...
But it's an insane tool. Okay, it's so necessary that, like you said, this building was bought with 788s, essentially. Yeah. But we also just got rid of all the 788s
to replace them with
Scorpios.
I wish we kept one.
Because we have to have the Scorpios because it's evolved that much. I like the preamps on the 788 better.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it. But, like, the Scorpio just... does so much and we cannot continue to operate in the realm that we operate in without Scorpios.
I agree. I think the Scorpio has to take the cake and maybe that's a sign of the times. I don't know.
I mean, we've done several shows that require more than 8 cast members. And I think at one point you had 2 788s rigged together to get 16 people.
Yeah.
But still, that's kind of impressive.
Just for the time.
That can do what the Scorpio.
And now
the
Scorpio.
Maybe a fraction of what the Scorpio
does.
Yeah.
It's nearly 20 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's still in use today. And it's still a great tool. I can still use it with confidence and know that. It's going to do awesome.
And it is, so I was actually
Which
even
is cool.
I was reading on the another nerd group on Facebook, but the classical location recording Facebook page.
It's a great place for that.
Like a lot of those guys still use the 788s because you know they do what they need them to do.
Right.
Yeah. But the preamps are so good that like it's a very good portable recorder where they don't have to bring a bunch of external preamps.
Right.
The preamps sound better than the 6 series or the Mix Pre, you know. So So people are still using them, and they still absolutely have a place in the industry as a whole, just not a place right here.
Interesting and tough matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
a fun little matchup.
Do you guys remember, what number is the time code on the 788? Like, you had to scroll down.
Oh, the jam time code?
Yeah, you guys remember 40, that number? 40-something?
40
I was going to scroll all the way down.
I forget.
I don't know.
It has been a minute.
Yeah. But also... much easier on the Scorpio.
Oh, yeah. Easy 103 menu items or something like that.
Yeah. Like,
it was like just over 100.
Yeah. With plenty of sub menus in there.
We have plenty of CF cards if anybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If anybody
32, 64s. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Scorpio's moving on.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, no. I think Jack knows what's.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So 14 seed body pack recorder up against the beloved 7 seed Cooper CS-104.
Oh, no.
I think we're kind of in a very similar boat as we were in the last pick.
Can we just have a moment of silence for my beloved CS-104?
I mean...
Okay, good. Look, it does sound amazing, but, like, just the... what the body pack recorders... what they can bail us out of is just...
Yeah.
This is that moment of silence.
You know what? For the moment of silence, call room tone real quick. There you go.
Begin moment of silence.
Room tone.
In moment of silence.
That'll do it.
Well done.
Body pack recorder taking it away.
Surprising.
Damn it.
Top seated audio harness up against the tiny tackle box.
Ooh.
That's cool. Like, who saw this coming in the Sweet 16? That's kind of great.
It's weird, right?
It's weird.
We got, Scorpio. Hold on. We got a Scorpio in one matchup, and we got a tiny tackle box.
Yeah.
They've both made it this far, as far as incredibly necessary equipment.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, we do cart stuff, but, you know, we're built on...
But harness.
Harness.
We're built on bag work.
Yeah.
I do not want to live my days without a harness.
Steven?
I would not trade a tackle box for a harness.
Yeah.
I'll just keep little
And my fingers are little, so I can actually put windscreens in the change in the little pocket.
Do you keep them in your dreads at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I use them as beads.
Of course you do. Okay. Oh, okay. Well,
easy one.
Sorry. 10 seated BDS up against the boom pole.
Yeah, boom pole.
Boom pole.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty easy win. Sorry, BDS. Wait, congratulations making it to the Sweet 16.
Way to make it.
Bye.
That's it.
That does it for the Sweet 16.
Wow.
That takes us to the next round, and we'll catch you guys then.
Hey, Elite 8 coming up next.